The big horticultural news today is that we're having an avocado glut. So if you don't have an avocado pear baby at home chewing through them, an avocado pear baby. Babies eat avocados. Yes, they do. What do you do with this wealth of green goodness? Michael Franks is the CEO of Avocado Exporter Seeker, so he should have a couple of ideas, and he joins us now. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening, Karen. How are you?
Not too bad, and you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks. Great here in Tauranga. Out of lockdown, so, you know, pretty happy.
Yeah, it's, well, not quite out of lockdown. You're still in level two.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Avocados, I always sort of can never work out when the season is because you can often find them in the supermarket all the year round, but it's obviously right now.
Yeah, look, avocados come into harvest in around July and they run all the way through to around February or March of the following year. The best ones really around this time of the year, between now and really March, they get a higher oil content, great eating, yeah, fantastic piece of fruit.
So why are avocados so affordable and why is there a glut?
Well, it's really all about Australia. Australia's got an on year in their production this year, and they produce like more than double than they produced last year. And there's a lot more fruit in Australia than what they can consume at the moment. And you've got to remember that Australia's been going through lockdowns. You know, the wholesale markets are in a little bit of disarray. And so, you know, the Australian price is very, very soft. Last year, we never sold a tray, that's 5.5 kilos. We never sold a tray in Australia for less than $38. This year, the price for the same fruit between $12 and $16. Yeah, that's really destroyed the avocado market this year. So soft in Australia that there's just a lot more fruit domestically and a lot more fruit going to Asia.
Well, I suppose that's good for us, not good for the growers. But what can we do with all these avocados?
Oh, look, they're a fantastic fruit. You can have them on toast. You can have them in guacamole.
Yep.
Yeah,
check,
you can have all sorts of food. Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, sushi, go for it. In fact, a lot of people drink them. You can put them in
drink
a blender
them.
With ice cream
oh,
and
yeah.
milk and put it into your smoothie. A lot of people around the world drink avocados, so they're quite a versatile piece of fruit.
I'm not sure about drinking them with ice cream.
Yeah, no, they do. But I don't, but you can.
So is this year, quality of this year's crop good?
Yeah, no, it's better than good. It's excellent. I happen to be an avocado grower as well, just for my sins.
Yes.
And so, you know, we've an on year here and the crop is very good. Yeah, great year.
So they're a spectacular looking tree too. I always look at them and I think, gee, nature's incredible, isn't it? When you see them all growing on an avocado tree, it just seems phenomenal.
Right, look, they're a wonderful fruit. They truly are. And this is the year to buy them. You can buy them in the supermarket, you know, $1 to $2 a piece. And, you know, I saw them five for $4. Well, you know, you won't get any cheaper than that.
So which way do you cut them? Long ways? I'm only asking because once I cut them through the middle and, you know, I never heard the end of it.
No, cut them long ways, Karen, long ways.
Why, though? Why do you have to cut them long ways? That's what I can't work out.
Well, I think it's easy to get the stone out. I think it's also a safer way to cut them, to be honest.
Why?
Well, because they'll roll. If you cut them, that, they roll. And so be very careful cutting avocados. You know, people do get hurt.
They do.
Long ways, yep.
That's true. Well, that's a good price, $1 to $2. But what about keeping them? What's the best way to keep them in the fridge? Have you had half of one and, you know, is it lemon juice? What is it?
I just normally put cellophane over the top, like Glad wrap over the top of it, put it in the fridge and just keep the air away from it. No problem.
So as an avocado grower, do you eat a lot of them?
I do at this time of the year. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
We also
pack a lot of avocados at work and harvest them. The thing's happening every day, really.
Do you get sick of them?
No. No,
you're
so versatile. How can you?
Right. So, what's your favourite thing to do with an avocado then?
I have them on toast with Marmite in the morning.
That's
the favourite thing. I put Marmite on the toast and I put avocado mashed on the top.
Very nice. Every day.
Every day.
Good on you. That's very good to hear. All right. Well, thank you very much for telling us that. We'll all be at the supermarket. Oh, no, in Auckland, we have to be a little bit careful as to going to the supermarket. Not like you in Tauranga, who can just pop into the supermarket when you like. We can too, but there's that distancing thing, you know, and
so forth. Well, you've got to
keep safe. That's right. So anything else we need to know about avocados before I let you go into the night?
No, I think you've covered it. Look, it's a fantastic time to buy them. It's a great price. You know, it's a time for consumers to buy them. Of course, if they're buying them, then they're helping New Zealand growers. And so, yeah, why not? A lot of people involved in that supply chain, yeah.
That's true. Like, pick up five or six and then just have a weekend of them.
Yeah, that's it. Why not?
Good on you. Thanks very much, Michael.
All right. Thanks, Kara. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. That's Michael Franks, the CEO of Avocado Exporter Seeker.